This sumptuous black velvet garment is the robe of the Sovereign and Grand Master of the Ordre du Saint-Esprit, the Order of the Holy Spirit. This Order of Knights was founded by Henry III of France in 1578 and was the most prestigious in the Ancien Régime. It was more selective than the Ordre de Saint-Michel, the Order of St. Michael, and Henry III used it to secure noble support during a period of political weakness. The Order of the Holy Spirit's blue ribbon, hung with the dove, was worn at the knights' necks and inspired the order's other name, Cordon Bleu, blue ribbon. The order's statutes dictated the precise order of ceremonies and which objects should be used. To become a Knight of the Order of the Holy Spirit, one first had to be a Knight of the Order of St. Michael. The emblems of both orders were worn together. In his royal effigies and portraits, Henry III ensured he was always depicted wearing the ribbons of both orders alongside the coat of arms of France and the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth.
The Order of St. Michael gradually disappeared, to be replaced by the Order of the Holy Spirit, which endured until the Restoration. The robe you see here dates to the 19th century, but complies with descriptions in the original statutes. It was undoubtedly made for King Louis XVIII of France and was worn by King Charles X after his coronation in 1825. The robe is richly embroidered with flames, symbolizing the Pentecostal tongues of fire. The borders repeat the elements on the necklace of the Order of the Holy Spirit, fleur-de-lis, the letter H, and trophies. The trophies were not originally described in 1573, but were added by Henry IV of France in 1597.